Okay, tonight is one of those shiurim that we have about the siddur in general. The schus of davening with the Gadol Hador. Let's learn to daven. It's the last night of Chanukah, so I'd like to be able to incorporate both things. Anyone who had the privilege to see Rabbi Yashiv daven felt the presence of a Gadol Yisrael. I'm not going to read all the words, but I want you to hear a few of them, okay? He davened with tremendous devekus. One could see the essence of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. Hear that? Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's a few things I want to talk to you about. Number one, the Rav exerted a tremendous amount of energy during Tefillah, specifically in Shemoneh Esrei. You know, we don't think about this.
Is this supposed to help us or just giving about
it? No. Yeah.
Because so far,
what is Tefillah called?
Avoda.
What does Avoda mean?
Service. Work.
Don't give me the fancy word. The fancy word is service. The simple word is what?
Work.
You know what happens when you work? You're supposed to exert a tremendous amount of energy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you can't say you're really participating in work. We don't look at Shemoneh Esrei as exerting energy. Many of us look at it as boredom. Some of us look at the road. Some look, I don't want to say the word, it's a pain. You know, whatever. All the things we know that we don't like to say about it, right?
Try to keep up with the
Rav Schwab Zatzal, the brother of Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, the tzaddik of Muncie Zatzal. Many mice, and one of my regrets in life is that I never saw him.
I think another Maisa. A Baruch and Ata is an Ata.
No, that's a Maisa from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. But you may know the Maisa from Baruch HaShwab. It's printed in Jewish Observer after he died by his son-in-law, who's a great Talmud Chochem. His name is Rabbi Forst in Farakaway. He said to his Shver on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shavish. He said, will the Shver be eating two Sudas? You know, one and have 20-minute break, and then the Chapar and the Shalosh Sudas, do it in the morning with a 20-minute break, whatever. So he said no. So he said to him, is it because the Shver does not have the koiches to eat two meals? He said, no, I have the koiches to eat two meals.
That was Rabbi Schwab?
Rabbi Schwab from Muncie, the brother of Rabbi Schwab from Washington Heights. You know what he said? I don't have the koiches to bench twice in such a short period of time.
Why?
Did you hear anybody say a word like that? I don't have the koiches to bench?
Well, it depends who it's coming from.
Okay. Correct.
Depends on the person.
No kidding.
Depends on the
I heard people say, I'm so tired after the seventh steak and the 14th bowl of chont and 17 pieces of cake for dessert. Then they fall asleep during the bench. That I've seen.
Depends on
I'm not staring at you, don't worry. I don't have the kaychas the bench.
What?
Tefillah is an avoida. And avoida requires energy. Now, his face showed deep concentration. Give me the three words which you think showed. I mean, it's hard to say how these people heard him, but I think Rabbi Yisrael Reisman says on a tape also that he once went there and he heard Rabbi Yashiv Shtil Shemoneh Esrei.
Which wasn't, I guess, true.
Yeah, I guess so. It says here that the three words that was. It's an Elokeinet Tzor, not even in one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. You have any idea what words that would be?
Yesoni Meira.
Close.
I didn't hear what you said.
Open up to Elokeinet Tzor, quickly.
Oh,
you got it! If you were a little younger, I'd give you a dollar for that.
Really?
Yes.
Old people 75 cents.
I'm not clapping any of this, I don't know.
Well, Yashiv had Kavono during Elokeinet Tzor.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the spitz of his kavana during Shemoneh Esrei. The words are psach, libi, b'sarasecha. Translate.
Open my heart.
Open my heart to your Torah.
Not with your Torah?
Toward your Torah.
Towards your Torah, really, b'sarasecha.
Well,
with your Torah. With your Torah. You understand what's going on here? I can't act dumb. Now let's talk.
Sefer?
This is a new sefer that came out about Rabbi Yashiv.
Just one second. As far as that's concerned, wouldn't it be more appropriate in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei as opposed to the end of Shemoneh Esrei?
Where would you say the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei?
Right at the beginning. I mean, we want to go ahead and impact.
But there's a very big kasha in Shemoneh Esrei.
So look how contagious Rabbi Elashiv is. He made it to my phone. Amen. The screensaver.
That's right.
Pretty cool, huh?
You know why? You know why? You have to wait till the other one is right.
Okay, well, could you tell me? It seems like it's that. This one made it to my...
Oh, there you go. What? I assume it's one of your grandchildren.
His name is Chaim. Yeah. My baby's baby.
Do you know why?
Why we wait till the end?
Because there is no bracha in Shmoneh Esrei for Torah. Do you know that? It's a bracha for Parnassah. There's a bracha for Refuah. There's a bracha for Slicha. There's a bracha for Malchus. There's a bracha for Yishalayim. There's no bracha for Torah. It's a big kasha. Why is no bracha?
I was just going to say why.
When we daven Yonta Shmoneh Esrei in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, what do we say? Something about Torah.
Kachena mitzvosachav.
You want to know why we don't say that during weekday Shemoneh Esrei and the other Shemoneh Esrei? Only in Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei.
I didn't ask that.
I'm not answering the kash right now. I just said if you want to answer the kash, you can answer the kash. You can do kash. Listen to this.
Never thought of it until now.
Well, yeah, this is going to be very hard, but I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you a few halachas, but you're not going to like them. I don't mean you're not going to like them, but I'm just telling you they're going to be hard. Rabbi Yashiv said, Tfilah without Kavanah is not considered a proper Tfilah. You know why? Because what does it say?
Are we wasting our time?
Nope.
Okay. Hashem Sarasai Tzitzah.
What does Avodah mean?
Believe.
Ezu hi Avodah Shebelev, Havayimazu, Tfilah. It's an Avodah. It's an Avodah. Nevertheless, Yashiv maintained the best way to increase the quality of Kavanah of Tefillah is through
life.
Is through understanding the meaning of the words. Yashiv Koyach, let's learn to daven. That's what it's about. It's finished. That's what it's about.
In English.
Now ready for this. Here we go. Understanding the words of tefillah are vital steps in developing kavanah and maintaining its davening. I remember someone once asked Rabbi Yashiv for a skula for kavanah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a skula, you just need to learn the words. They mean, right?
Rabbi Yashiv answered, there is no skula.
No easy way out.
Daven from a sitter and do the best you can. Now, keep these halachas in mind. I'm going to tell you a number of halachas here. After Rabbi Yashiv's surgery, when he was 93 or whatever the maisa was, when he was a very old man, it was during Elul, and his grandson saw a slichus on the table. His grandson said to the Zayda, the girl ador, the place of ador, he said to him, Zayda, do you want to say slichus? Have a slichus on the table? Yashiv the Pesach, Mr. Swang, answered the question the following way. This year, I am not obligated to say please.
Because he knew it was time?
Nope.
He didn't have any avers?
Nope. I don't have the strength to say them with the full kavanah.
Coming back to exactly.
And if one doesn't have the proper kavanah, 1 second, there is no requirement to say them.
I asked you before.
I think I'm going to get some more sleep next.
Will you wait a second over here, Swang?
He's already thinking.
Just listen to me. The grandson told the incident to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Who was Reb Chaim Kanievsky?
Son-in-law.
You saw him? Journey of Torah? And you saw Rabbi Yashiv? Mm-hmm. Journey of Torah? He added, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you'd love to hear this myself. Then he said, the same situation he saw by the Chazanish. Chazanish was Chaim Kanievsky's
grandfather. No.
Father-in-law?
Sure. No.
Uncle.
Rabbi Lashiv's brother, right? No.
The Stipler's brother-in-law.
The brother-in-law, okay.
Stipler married the sister of Chazanish. Chazanish once underwent surgery and refused to daven afterwards. Why? On the grounds that he would not be able to muster up the proper kavanah. So Reb Nachi Stein is sitting there and he has pins and needles. So why should we doubt? You want to go to sleep during Elul, why should you say slichus? Chaim added this heter.
I mean, the best you can could be very minimal, but...
This heter, not the daven, if one doesn't have the proper kavon, only applies to the chazanish and to Rabbi Yashiv. They always have the full measure of kavanah that is required and are exempt if they can't have kavanah at all. But we, who don't really have the proper kavanah in general, aren't able to use this as a heter. So what should you do, Swang?
We are able to use
it. We're not able to use it. So what should you do, Swang?
Do the best you can.
You should try to do the best you can. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said.
But everybody agrees that for the first paragraph, you have to have every...
Would you like to bet the percentage that do?
No, it doesn't say that you're not yotzei.
Percentage that do what?
Have the proper...
Rabbi Swaggy.
I don't think it's a very big percentage. Not
to say that.
It's almost impossible.
Impossible.
Okay, now here's the halacha for me. You ready for the shayla?
Yeah.
You're davening at the kreisel. Kreisel. You want to daven a Shemoneh Esrei with all your heart. And you start davening a Kavanah.
That's the best place to daven.
There's only one problem.
Yeah, what?
Can everybody camp Peter?
You're a Kohen, and if you daven a long Shemoneh Esrei with Kavanah, you'll miss duchening.
And they duchen every day.
Well,
Peshachas.
Would it be a good trade-off, or would it be?
Rabbi Yashiv told him in his first teretz,
daven in the early minyan and come back to the
make your Shemoneh Esrei shorter.
I mean, there's some minyanim that half another minyan.
Make it shorter, meaning he should skip some, or he should therefore quicken up.
No, a little bit.
Wait. I want to know. What does it mean shorter?
I assume quicken up.
A little bit faster.
Quicken up or a skip?
Quicken up. You can't skip.
So therefore, quicken up. Therefore, you lose what you're supposed to do.
But then the Rav thought about it, and he changed his mind.
And he said,
you know what the truth is? That tefillah without kavanah
is what?
Not so good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little bit more meat and potatoes from your answer.
Therefore, you should daven your Shemoneh Esrei without a minyan.
That was my kash.
That's pretty.
After you go up for Birchas Kohanim.
So why do you have to do without a minyan? There's so many minyanim there.
Okay, he doesn't say. I don't know.
So is it better for a person to daven without a minyan than daven with more?
And you know, I take it back. He didn't say he was davening at the kreisel. He was stam davening the Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I take it back. What that?
Is it better for a person to daven without a minyan? Just going to have more kavanah.
Well, I will tell you the truth. This is a big issue you're bringing up. The answer is no. We don't do that. There are people who do. The briskers don't daven with a minyan.
Not at all, or up till yishtabach.
No, just like, don't want
Shmoneh Esrei.
They don't
want
Shmoneh Esrei.
They don't
want Shmoneh Esrei.
What does that mean?
What do they do over here at the Kuvasika Minyan?
They're not real briskers, though, right?
Those are not the Yerushalmi briskers. Briskers.
The David you're talking about.
David Salvei.
And he doesn't daven with a minion?
Nope. On Monday and Thursday, they come to his house for Kriyas HaTorah. The rest of the week, there's no minion.
For him?
Really?
For him.
Is that all three times a day?
I think so.
Is it because it's too hard for him, logistically?
No.
No,
he spends too much time on it.
Because he's learning?
Therefore,
it's Bittul Torah? He just doesn't enough Kavanah. So he wants to say about longer.
So Yeshiva doesn't even have a morning minion? They don't have a Shacharis minion?
They do. Yeshiva has a minion.
We're talking about
David himself does not show up. My son, I know this because my two sons stopping with his minion. Meaning, they came to his house for Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, Shabbos morning, came to his house for Kriyas HaTorah.
So
and then Musaf, though, he davened with the tzibah.
Why? What differentiates?
I don't know.
If Shacharis is his toddler, that'd be more chashuv.
Now listen to what he says here. Should daven Shemoneh Esrei without a minyan after you go for Birchas Kohanim? Birchas Kohanim is a deraisa. Tefillah mitzibur is a derabbanan.
Is it a deraisa in Eretz Yisrael every day as opposed to...
Every time you duchen, it's a deraisa. We just don't duchen in chutzah, it's every day. Every time you duchen, it's a deraisa. That's what Reb Nochum told me. How can I leave Eretz Yisrael? You're a Kohen. Every day you're here, you get a mitzvah, say deraisa. How can you leave Eretz Yisrael?
It's like a mitzvah kiyumis, right?
Pashtus, yes. That's correct.
Is there any place here in the United States where they duchen?
Yes, 2949 Kohen. 2949 Tuvi, they duchen every day. Now, Yashiv knew.
Block away from her.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yashiv knew that even if a person incorporates every halacha pertaining to tefillah when he davens, but only when he opens his heart with kavana, is he davening correctly? That's the only time he's davening correctly.
But again, you're telling us that davening incorrectly is not a zero.
Not a zero. Absolutely not a zero. Not a zero. I want to say one more thing. Listen to what he did here. It's unbelievable.
I wonder, of this whole shul, with all the hundreds of members, you could possibly put on, I don't want to negate them, but probably on one hand or two hands, the number of people that daven with, as we define, kavanah mamish? Or did you say?
You're talking about every bracha?
Well, come on, are you pick
and
choose?
That's being generous.
This is what I'm getting.
That's being generous.
I'm hoping that I'm wrong. But I'm saying,
you're being overly generous.
A person davens Shmoneh Esrei.
You can say the same question for the entire Chicago, and you can say the same question for the entire United States of America. Right. Kavanah from the word Hashem Sosai Tiftach until Oseh Shalom Bimraimah V'yashem Olenu V'akol Yishov V'yomeng. Don't ask the question. After the surgery, 93 years old, he has surgery, Goldstein, you hear this?
Yeah.
V'yashem was wheeled out, his grandson V'yashem went over to Zadie, how you feeling? Yashua had something else on his mind. His first words after an 8-hour surgery were, what time is it?
You don't want to miss davening.
Can I daven shachris now?
Still.
Now, if a person, you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're going along fine, and then you lose concentration, your mind starts to wander, whatever, there's no kavana, but you still get the credit for the parts that you're davening with kavana?
From what the rabbi was saying, even the ones that you don't daven with kavana, you get something. It's not a zero. But. There's always that but.
Well. Now listen to this. When a person understands what davening is, when a person comes out of surgery and asks for davening, Dr. Clear, the Goyisha doctor who flew from America to do the surgery on this 93-year-old man, Dr. Clear related his experience in treating Rabbi Yashiv. Yashua was too old to have regular anesthesia. He could only have local anesthesia. He showed no signs of pain or even discomfort. But after the surgery, when they asked him how he felt, if he felt any pain, he answered yes. So why didn't you say anything? He answered, I thought that was the way it was supposed to be. Dr. Clear was so moved and impressed by his account of Yashua, he refused to accept any payment. When he arrived home, he told his wife and children that he had never met a patient like him, and he urged them strongly to pray for Rabbi Yashiv's recovery. When you listen to Chazar Shatz, do you answer Amen to the brachas?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, except for one.
Except for one?
The first one? Okay, Abraham. Okay.
The bracha of modem.
Oh, modem.
Because we're involved in doing it our own.
Modem Rabbanon. Yeah. How come? Manishtana moidem mikol habrachos.
But don't you ask for me when they say machzir shekhinos on the tzion?
That's when you say moidem.
You don't answer for me?
You do, but Rabbi Yashiv makes a point of the following. Once during the surgery, the doctor asked him to stop breathing. After a moment or two, the doctor asked him, why isn't the rub breathing?
You never told me to start.
The Asher said, you told me to stop breathing, so I stopped. Okay, I want to tell you one more, so then I want to put it together.
Hopefully going to get out of this that it's not a waste of time for me. Not talking about anybody else here. Of
course, it's not a waste of time. What is not a waste of time? Of course, it's not a waste of time. When Rav Zalman Leib walked into the room, he noticed that Rabbi Yashua was trying to tell him something, but the oxygen mask was preventing him from speaking. He asked the Rav whether he should remove the mask. Rabbi Yashua nodded affirmatively. Once the mask was removed, Rabbi Yashua began to recite Kriyishma. Only then did he understand why he had been so uneasy. The halacha states that a person must hear the words of Shema as he recites them, which was impossible while wearing an oxygen mask. You hear what's going on here?
Yeah, it's
not a man who guides his life by halacha.
Actual halacha.
And therefore he says three things. A, he wants to know if he can say Kriya Shema with the mask on. He's got to take the mask off. When he comes out of surgery, he wants to know what time it is to get another daven. And when he davens with kavanah.
So that means someone... Like,
you know what davening is? Davening is when you're finished, your plot's in your seat.
Not because you're tired. Because you're tired.
Because you're tired. It's exhausting to be able to concentrate and not break your concentration. You ever go golfing? Goldstein.
No.
You ever go bowling? Goldstein.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, you try to get the ball down the middle. You know how you do it. By concentrating.
Yeah.
Concentrating.
Does that mean someone Rahman Al-Hassan's deaf, your father from Kirishma?
It's a big Shiloh.
About what?
One time, somebody can't hear himself speak, so somebody became deaf. Rachman Olazan.
You know these swarm that you're reading from.
So I would like to tell you one thing. Yeah, go ahead. You can hear what?
You can hear what a God will do.
Oh, does he?
But
he includes us in the prize. We're telling us, don't give up the ship.
Rabbi
Yashiv said he took out time to learn how to say thank you in English. So he said to him, you never spend any time doing anything. Why are you spending a few seconds learning? Tell us, and we'll say thank you from you. So he said thank you, like an American. He said, because in Shemoneh Esrei, when it comes to Maidim, we don't say Amen. Everybody has to say their own Maidim to thank Hashem. When it comes to thanking Hashem, it's not a din, it's a midah. And a midah has to be continuously worked on, and therefore I work to be able to say thank you. It was not enough. It was not enough,
you know,
to get somebody else to say thank you.
Very depressing.
And inspiring. I didn't say or inspiring. I said and inspiring. Because our job is, you're right, there's a girl at the door, get inspired. is it the Chas V'Shalom depressing? We spoke with Rabbi Ali Steinman, who was worried about going to Gan Eden and not learning every Masechta Yerushalmi 101 times, right? Is that inspiring or depressing?
I mean this, even what you're saying about Modim is so depressing as far as how I handle Shemoneh Esrei. It's just something I'm ready to jump
on
the table.
Jump into Kavanah land.
No, but
it's hard.
It's worse than hard. I mean, because you got to keep cup every second because you can lose it so
fast. And now we'll stay over the mice that you said at the beginning of this year. What do some of Zalman say? A good day for me is what?
Baruch the Baruch and Atah the Atah.
Baruch the Baruch and my Atah the Atah. What does he mean to say? Because of all Shem Zalman. You understand what it means to say something with Kavanah?
And I don't understand anything.
No, I don't.
So the halakha is that we're not supposed to say Amen to Amachazir Shekhinah Solitzion?
No, halakha is you say Amen to Amachazir Shekhinah Solitzion. That's going back to Amachazir Shekhinah Solitzion. But the problem is, when you say Maidim, why is everybody jumping up and saying Maidim Rabbanim? Why don't they wait to say Baruch Atah Hashem and Toshim Chalchon Eloh and say Amen, finish. It's not enough to thank Hashem. The problem is, do we say Maidim? Do we know the words?
I'm telling you, that's
don't get depressed. Don't get depressed.
How can you not?
Because we're not allowed to get depressed.